2019 Sussex County Council meeting. First thing is the approval of the agenda. Mitchell Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President, and good morning, members of council. I do have one recommended amendment to today's agenda. We can strike Jeff Cox, Deputy Director EMS, in his topic today. We'll have him back on in a future date.
And motion to approve the amended agenda?
I make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We had the minutes of April 16th. Any corrections or questions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
I have none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Public comment, Mr. Guy. Reminder by Mr. Guy is bringing the names forward that this is a time for the public to address the council on something the council has control over. You're allowed 3 minutes of time. You start your conversation, the green light comes on. When the amber light comes on, you have 1 minute left. And when the red light comes on, your 3 minutes is up. We ask you to cease what you're talking about and make sure it's something that we have control over or an interest in.
And no running a stop sign.
Yeah. Jim Martin.
Means red light.
Thank you, Council President Vincent, for responding to my comments at the last Sussex County Council meeting on April 16th. I appreciate the study that is now underway. Your hardworking efforts were initiated way before I came on the scene to address the need for higher densities and smaller dwelling spaces. You estimate that it will be completed by the end of the summer. We are looking forward to Dr. Stanovan's recommendations. In the meantime, there are hundreds of people who are holding down jobs this summer while also camping in their cars overnight. These are Sussex Countyans who are working for $20 or less an hour, but can't afford current rents and can't afford affordable places to stay. They are illegally camping in their cars out of pure desperation. I am searching for a safe and legal location where we can host our homeless car dwellers from 8 p.m. to 9 a.m. for 6 months from May to November. This means an opportunity for an uninterrupted night's rest in their cars so they can be productive at their jobs the next day. Can we use just a 3-acre corner area of your county owned 29-acre property, which is located at 22308 DuPont Boulevard in Georgetown, as a temporary safe parking area for legal overnight car camping? Can we place this topic on your agenda? My team and I will walk you through our plan process for vetting the applicants who will apply for overnight parking. We will provide the funding needed for preparing and operating the overnight parking area for a period of 6 months. We will provide the oversight, the portable toilets, and do daily cleanup, grass cutting, and trash removal. In Sussex County, we only have 25 shelter beds to offer, yet we have thousands who are homeless in Sussex County. They're either roofless, homeless, or precariously housed. Many are waitlisted and couch surfing with family or friends while waiting for housing to become available. Motel moms are suffering in silent despair. We now have a 2-year wait time. Even though homelessness and our housing crisis is getting worse month after month, our county said no to more emergency shelter beds at the Emmanuel Shelter in Lewis. Our town said no to more emergency shelter beds at the Crisis House in Georgetown. Can you now say yes to placing this topic on your agenda for a deeper discussion? I ask that we refer to the possible agenda item as the Sussex County Vehicular and Workforce Safe Sleeping Parking Lot Proposal. Every working person in Sussex County should be able to find the stability and shelter needed to survive, strive, and thrive in their employment. Our National Day of Prayer is May 2nd, and I was asked to lead a prayer for our homeless at Milford's Bicentennial Park this Thursday. During my planned public prayer, I will explain how I believe that when the roofless or the homeless people knock at our door, it is actually Jesus Christ who is there knocking and waiting for our hearts to respond with a caring kindness. But when we ignore the vulnerable, make them feel invisible by thinking of them as less important, and by concluding first that they are not worth our time and efforts, then I think we are ignoring the call of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Just as a kind of FYI, the land I think you referenced of ours on the highway out here,
yes,
is in the town of Georgetown. So
yes,
I have to go through the town of Georgetown first.
Oh, good. That's, thank you for that. I kind of thought that.
Not that we would consider doing that, but it would have to be their approval first we could do anything. So
okay, that'll be my next step. Thanks.
Michelle Williams.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having this opportunity and your diligence on finding solutions for workforce housing in Sussex County. And I'm looking forward to talking to the consultant and offer my assistance in solving this problem. My prior doctoral research indicated that zoning policies are one major issue in developing healthy communities. And the same can be said for tiny house communities. Just for clarification, there's two types of tiny houses. There's the one on wheels, which are RVs, and the other is a tiny house on a foundation, legally considered as an accessory dwelling unit. The type of community that I'm interested in is the one that is on a foundation and that home ownership is a priority. In that community could be a recreation center, perhaps mixed-use building with commercial on the first level and micro units of apartments on the second unit. It is walkable, it is bikeable, and it's close to public transportation. Most of the county's local building codes have been adopted from the International Residential Code for one and two family dwellings, and they include room size specifications, emergency egress, escape egress, required ceiling heights, and a restriction of 1,000 square feet for the dwelling. However, in 2018, Appendix Q was added to the IRC, relaxing these various requirements as they apply to houses under 400 square feet, hence a tiny house. Perhaps not insurmountable, variance and zoning approvals would be needed in Sussex County to construct tiny houses, which you already know. The following states have the most progressive building codes and established housing, tiny house communities, and thus can serve as our best practice models for this initiative: California, Colorado, Florida, Massachusetts, Michigan, Oregon, New York, and Texas. And I'm reaching out to these established communities to better understand the lessons learned in that process. Lastly, when I speak of workforce housing occupants, these are folks with an income, but seek home ownership that is affordable. 2 weeks ago, I returned from a bike adventure with the Fuller Center for Housing, and this was started by Millard and Linda Fuller, who also started Habitat for Humanity. Their mission is to promote collaborative and innovative partnerships with individuals and organizations in an unrelenting quest to provide adequate shelter for all people in need. It was never more evident to me that tiny house communities can be a solution to affordable housing. I was so moved and inspired by the work that we did on our bike ride in Mississippi that I was like, why isn't this happening in the state of Delaware? So I am now establishing a covenant partnership with the Fuller Center for Housing to do this kind of work in Delaware. Just so excited. So thank you for listening, and I stand at the ready to assist you with however you see I can help you. Thank you.
Thank you. Gregory Lake.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
I want to thank everybody for the time today. Kind of stuff this morning. I had a whole lot of things coming at me. I got a busy day. But anyway, real quick, I appreciate everything that they're doing to trying to help the tiny homes. I see this throughout Delaware. It's really, really needed. I'm in the community. I'm known from everybody from the mayor all the way down to the homeless person. I help people every single day. This is what I do for a living. I teach people ways and find them jobs. If they can't find a job, they don't know where it is or whatever like that, I can direct them where one is, where they can go get hired right then and there. It doesn't matter about their background, what they have, as long as they don't steal. You know what I mean? As long as they do their job and do what they're supposed to do. Now, liberty and justice for all is what I don't see throughout Delaware. I don't see it. Because there's a lot of people come to me every single day. I'm tired of people coming to me every day. Yo, where's the jobs? Where? I mean, I don't mind that. But also, hey, you got any money? Can I borrow money? I can't go to those stores. I can't go to no gas stations. I can't go to, you guys don't have that problem. I have it every day. You know, I had a young kid yesterday. I asked him how old he was, and he was 17 years old, asking me for a dollar. And I'm like, what are you asking for money for? You should be in school or working somewhere. Why you ain't got no job? Well, no one's hiring me. I said, okay, you need to clean yourself up. He said, no, you need to give me some money. I said, oh, who you think you're talking to, young man? But anyway, I said, have some respect for your elders, right? And this young black kid, But anyway, he's like, well, I could take your car to the chop shop. I said, well, go ahead, steal it. I said, yeah, I got insurance and it got cameras on it too. So I said, another thing, young man, I'll see you when I get outside. So I had to walk outside and I had to explain to this young kid, you know, his parents, that I had to talk to him and break him down and get kind of like threatful with him, you know what I mean? Because I'm from the street. And I had to let him know, like, look, I got education. I also can take you somewhere else. You don't want to go there. I said, I don't like the fact of how you're approaching me, and if people don't catch it now, that kid gonna hurt somebody. He's gonna kill somebody, he's gonna hurt somebody, he's gonna rob them. That's the kind of mindset that he has. This program is needed to get these young kids in a better direction. I got opportunities for people, I got ways for people to make money, I got housing opportunities, got all kinds of stuff. It's just, I need help. I'm one man, I can't do the stuff by myself. So please, Tiny Homes would be a good program to get going, to get things started. I thank you for your time.
Thank you.
God bless you all.
Cheryl Vincey.
Good morning. Thank you. For the last 3.5 years, I volunteered with Meals on Wheels out of the Cheers office in Georgetown, and it has been such a rewarding and sad experience. During that period of time, we've lost five of our residents. But what's so heartwarming and so sad is you go into their homes, they have so little. And sometimes the meals that we bring them are the only meal they're going to get for the entire day. So in addition to, I do routes 4 and 6 every Friday and every other Monday. So I see a lot of people, but I also pick up the meals and deliver and return the cases to the center in Georgetown. So I get to see a lot of the other residents as well. I think it's a real critical shame that we are one of the richest countries in the world and we have elderly people who are trying to survive on nothing. This year, the state changed the criteria and we lost, or several of our clients lost eligibility, and they were wondering how in the world they were going to survive. One of the women was explaining to me that she'd worked it out. When Walmart has frozen meals on sale for $1.77, she can afford to eat. But when they're not on sale, she cannot afford to eat. Can you imagine trying to survive on $1.77 a meal a day? Another man who's in his 90s looked at me with tears in his eyes and said, the state says I'm too rich. I don't think I'm rich. I don't have anything. So these are the people, the elderly people in our community who have, again, almost nothing. And the service that we provide to them through the CHEER office, the meals that they get are so necessary for them to continue to live a reasonable existence. Other cultures treat their elderly so much more respectfully. Modern science keeps people alive so much longer, but yet, when we get to a certain age, society has no more use for elderly people. These people ended up in horrible circumstances for whatever reason, and the reason isn't important. The issue is they are our citizens, they are our mothers, our grandmothers, our aunts, who have no one to look out for them, no one to care for them, no one to ensure that they have adequate food. Not to mention that we've had situations where we bring a meal, and on Fridays we bring frozen meals, but if their electricity has been turned off, how are they going to keep the meals frozen? So again, anything that we can do to assist this very worthwhile, very necessary program to ensure our most precious people, our elderly people, are treated with the dignity and respect that they so richly deserve. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bob and Debbie Reed, I guess we have a team going to speak to us.
It's about something else on the agenda.
Oh, not here?
No, just the extension of our Route 24 project.
Okay, I just want to make sure you had the opportunity. Dan Kramer.
No, I didn't break it, but it's a whole lot worse than a break. My name is Dan Kramer. The Friday I went to a memorial service, and the people out here complaining about overdevelopment in Sussex County, man, they ought to go ahead and take a ride. And I don't care who you are, because anybody that says it's overdevelopment is so full of beans, they ain't got a brain one. I've seen some of the most wide open country. I'm not going to tell you where it's at. I want you to find it, because it was totally amazing. Now I said, man, look at them fields. And I said, geez. And so, but everybody wants to complain about overdevelopment. No such thing. Now, the second thing, I see where you guys bought a piece of land. And you say in that portion there, it says, today's announcements follows the Attorney General's guidance. No, it does not. Why not? Because the Attorney General said, once you've bought it, you have to pay, you have to divulge the price of how much you paid for it. And I would highly suggest you do such, because if you don't, I'll file another FOIA complaint. Therefore, go at it.
Thank you, sir. We'll move now on the agenda to our 10:15 scheduled public hearing. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Now is the time and place for a public hearing on an annexation of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. Mr. Ashman is going to give a brief explanation of what is proposed. Subsequent to his explanation, there's an opportunity for the County Council to ask any questions. Subsequent to that, any person who would like to speak on this matter may come forward, give your name and address, and then sign the sheet at the podium and have an opportunity to discuss this matter. After that, the council may act on the issue today. Mr. Ashman.
Thank you. As Mr. Moore said, it's expansion of the Unified Sanitary Sewer District. This is our West Rehoboth area. Was requested by Solutions IPEM on behalf of their clients, Brighton Homes of Delaware, LLC, for parcels 234-6-58 and 85. Permission to post notices was granted on March 26th. The parcel was posted on April the 15th, and it was advertised on the 17th and 24th. To date, we have received no calls, comments, either in support or opposition to the expansion. The project wishes to connect to the existing infrastructure installed by the county, and an infrastructure use agreement will be required. Expansion consists of 56.46 acres, more or less, and property owners will be responsible for system connection charges of $63.60 per EDU based on current rates.
Any questions from council? If not, is there any member of the public that would like to come forward and address this issue? Any member of the public that would like to come forward? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. And if council desires, close the public record.
Close the public hearing. It's okay with council, close the public record. Mr. Moore, if you read the short title again,
there would be a motion on this, I believe.
Short title, resolution.
Yes.
A resolution.
Yes. I can read it if you
don't
have it.
That's fine. If you'd read it, sir, please, that'd be good.
A resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcels 234-6.00-58.00 and 85.00 on the east sides of Wilking Road and the west side of Robinsonville Road. Parcels are located in the Indian River Hundred, Sussex County, Delaware, recorded in the Office of Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
That's no cost to the taxpayer?
That's correct.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I have a motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Now we'll go back to Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. A couple items to get to today. First item, we have a vacancy on the Library Advisory Board, District 1. Mrs. Callio has asked to resign. I do believe we have an individual that Mr. Vincent would like to appoint. As the council knows, the advisory board serves as an advisory capacity to the county librarian and the county council. I do have a motion for your consideration for the appointment of Dr. Steve Schwartz. Be it moved that Sussex County Council approves the appointment of Dr. Steve Schwartz to the Sussex County Library Advisory Board effective immediately until such time that the term expires in June of 2020.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Thanks. Thank you, Council. County Administrator's Report is next for April 30th, 2019, item number one. On Friday, April 5, 2019, Sussex County settled with New Double Eagle LLC for the purchase of a certain piece of property identified as tax ID 234-16-23 for $1,592,500. This purchase was needed for the continued operation of the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility in Angola. Since the property acquisition was previously discussed by Council in executive session, the Attorney General's office has advised the county that it should disclose the identity and price of the property when the need for confidentiality has ended. Today's announcement follows the Attorney General's guidance. Item two, the Delaware State Police year-to-date activity report for March 2019 is attached, listing the number of violent crime and property crime arrests, as well as total traffic charges and corresponding arrests. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 196 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of March. Item three, per the attached engineering department fact sheets, the following projects have received substantial completion. March Farms Estates PSNFM plan review and construction effective April 15th. Schofield Phase 5 effective April 17th. Governor's Phase 2 effective April 17th. Saddle Ridge Phase 1B PSNFM effective April 23rd. And Coastal Club Land Bay 2B construction record effective April 24th. Item four, on Thursday, May 2nd, most public libraries in Sussex County will be closed for the annual Delaware Maryland Library Association Conference. The professional associations of both states share resources and expenses for this multi-state continuing education event. Libraries will reopen at their regularly scheduled times on Friday, May 3rd. And last, item five, on Tuesday, May 7th, the Sussex County Council will meet for its annual budget workshop. The fiscal year 2020 budget workshop will be held at 9 a.m. at the Sussex County Emergency Operations Center. The next regularly scheduled council meeting will be held on Tuesday, May 14th at 10 a.m. here at the council chambers.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Mr. Schoonover, Headache Station 103 lease modification.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Bobby Schoonover, manager of EMS Logistics, and I'm here today to ask for your approval for a lease amendment and modification to our special operations station is in Dagsboro. It is going to be moving by the end of May to our new facility out by the airport. It's a very nice facility out here, along with vehicle maintenance and communication support. So in doing that, we have to modify the lease with the J&Y Parker family partnership. We're going to give back about half of the building that we currently occupy and move it up to Georgetown. So we currently are there in Dagsboro. We will continue with the medic unit. We are seeking land to in the future build a station, our own station there too. But in the meantime, we want to amend the lease. It's been approved by Mr. Moore to change it, so we just have half of the lease down there. And I have a motion.
Please read your motion.
Okay. And so be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves a new amended and restated lease agreement for Medic Station 103 between Sussex County Council and J&Y Parker Family Limited Partnership for a period of 5 years from June 1st, 2019 through May 31st, 2024 per the terms and conditions of the lease. Now I will tell you it has a 60-day opt-out clause. So when we find land and build a station and move, just like this one here, we will terminate the lease. So we do have an opt-out clause. And it is, just for your public record, it is $2,100 per month for the rent that we're staying there, and it's approximately 2,900 square feet that we're staying there with our medic station.
That's per month? $2,100 per month?
$2,100, yes.
Per month?
Per month for that station there.
So why are we moving?
We're moving half of it because we built a new station here in Georgetown for the special operations. The DECON team, the HAZMAT team, the Gators.
Is that here at the airport?
Here at the airport. Very nice facility. It's coming to close now. Show it to you shortly. So it's moving up here, it'll be our own facility, so we don't need that half down there.
That's a new building?
Right now, we pay $4,000 a month, so we're going to get out of just about half of it. The footprint on the other side, even though the square footage is a little bit bigger for the build-out inside.
That is a new building, correct?
Brand new, yes, brand new.
The new maintenance building.
The new maintenance building has the special operations station on one end and communication support on the other end, vehicle maintenance in the middle.
I haven't been out there, sorry.
No, I understand. I'm just saying, that's a new maintenance building.
Yeah, we want to get it all done and prettied up before we show you, Sam.
There you go.
Well, it might be good to show me before you ask me how much money I should give you.
We're taking money back now.
I'm trying to reduce the money here and not rent the facility that we're no longer going to need.
Reduce it, okay.
Okay.
The new building.
Right.
Any more questions to council?
Is the Parkers okay?
Parkers are fine. They've been great to work with. When that building was built out, it was kind of built out, not the intention to split it, even though it has a wall in the middle. So there's some utility things that we're moving back and forth, and they're taking care of it for us. So a good family to work with, and I've been kind of telling them all along, hey, at some point, we're going to get out of half of it, at some point, we're going to get out of all of it, and they're okay with it. It's in an industrial park. It's kind of busy to get out of there during the daytime, so we need to get out on the highway as our focus of trying to find a piece of property there. So no problem with the Parker family.
And when do we move into the new building?
They're going to move in by May 31st.
Okay.
I hear that the fire marshal is scheduled for the new building to do their approval this week, so we're within 2 weeks of being able to start moving from down there up here. So
good deal. Thank you.
Yeah.
Any more questions? Pleasure, council, on the motion.
$4,000 at Parker's?
Yeah, it's going to be reduced to $2,100.
Yeah, okay.
It's $4,000 today per month, so we're reducing it down to $2,100.
All right.
Okay.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, let's move now to our scheduled 10:30 public hearing.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President. Now is the time and place for public hearing on general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with the Winding Creek Village Water District project. There will be a brief explanation of what is proposed by Mr. Hans Medlars, our county engineer. After that explanation, the council will have an opportunity to question that. Subsequent to that, any person who would like to speak and address this issue may do so by coming to the front, giving us your name and address, and signing in on the sign-up sheet. Mr. Medlars.
Thank you, Councilor. Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, council members. This is a follow-up to our April 2nd memo when you did the introduction to that ordinance. I gave you sort of a summary of how the district was formed. We had an initial attempt to form it for the entire subdivision, which failed. And that was a more targeted area, which we have today, that was approved by council, and then that was introduced to the intended use plan of the state. It was accepted. We filed the full application for funding. We received the funding offer you see before you today, and this is the package going to the public hearing. A $2 million overall cost with a 50% loan forgiveness associated with the project.
Any questions from council? If not, is there any member of the public that would like to address this issue? Any member of the public? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close this public hearing. If council desires, close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. It's okay with council, close the public record. Somebody's going to read this ordinance?
Yes. It's an ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $2 million of general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with the Winding Creek Village Water District project and authorizing all necessary actions in connection therewith.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Ms. Cornwell, time extension request.